We go now to Bill Beeman. He's Director of Middle East Studies at Brown University. Professor Beeman, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks very much for having me.
These casualties going on in the last couple of days, they seem to be so heavily Iraqi, you wonder who's carrying out these raids in some way.
Well, one thing is for sure, and that is that the knee-jerk response of the administration in Washington, that this is somehow an action on the part of former Saddam supporters, is really not supported on the ground. These groups are various. There are about 12 to 15 possible groups that are actually performing a kind of resurgence in Iraq, and they run the complete gamut of interests, from those who are supporters of the former regime to people who are pure nationalists to people who have religious motives.
Are they connected in some way? Are they talking to each other? Do you know?
That's a very good question, but I doubt it. Many of them have been suppressed for many years under the Saddam Hussein regime and have now come to the fore.
As you look at this situation, would you say that the threat posed by, if indeed you're correct, 12 or 15 individual autonomous, more or less autonomous groups, would be greater than a single well-organized enemy that might be able to better coordinate all of the elements of the resistance to the U.S.-led occupation?
The U.S. government would like the American public, and in fact would like the world, to believe that this is a monolith, but in fact it is not. And the threat, of course, of individual groups, many of whom are amateurs but learning, and who are perhaps ill-trained in guerrilla warfare, is actually greater than that which would be posed by a concerted effort. The difficulty that the U.S. faces when you have a guerrilla a war is that it's extremely hard to suppress under any circumstances, but when it's coming from multiple directions, then it becomes almost impossible to identify the enemy.
Tell me, what should the U.S. administration be doing over there? What tactics should the Bush administration and the military forces on the ground in Iraq be trying to employ?
Well, most of these forces are concerned that the United States is bent on actually dominating Iraq in one way or another. They notice that the individuals who are carrying out the occupation in Iraq have done things like, for instance, established groups that are specialists in privatization of Iraqi facilities. The question is, ideologically, whether the future of Iraq is going to be largely secular, largely religious, whether it's going to revert to the Ba'ath Party. All of these things need to be sorted out, but at present there's no forum for this because the United States is providing a very heavy hand in the development of Iraq's future.
You're saying go lighter, bring the UN in, strike some deals, and stop being the single leader of the occupation?
Well, provide an open forum for discussion for all of these groups that are there in Iraq, maybe a controlled forum, but one which provides for many, many voices in the determination of Iraq's future. When we have Paul Bremer and Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney saying, well, we want a democratic Iraq, but only under certain conditions, only the people that we like, not, for instance, the Shia, not people who are associated with the former regime, that really limits the field, and that makes a lot of people feel that they're being cut out of the decision-making process.
Bill Beeman, Director of Middle East Studies at Brown University, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.